10.6 Part 2
What do you like most about living in Myrena?
The obvious thing and almost the cliché is the weather, but you can't underestimate that. I mean, the weather does affect your everyday life, and also simple things like the incredible clear skies and the light.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's something more than that. As long as I can remember, I always had a hankering. I really wanted to live in a very small community. I remember even as a child, it was something that I always had an ambition to do. And I think something about living in a very small village, everything seems very kind of human, very manageable. You know everybody. You literally know everybody in the village. And what's also been great the last few years is that we bought some land, which is filled with almonds and olive and fruit trees. So we spend a lot of time down there and learning how to farm like the locals do, because they have very complicated watering techniques. So we've had to speak to locals and learn how to farm the land.
Are there any downsides to living there?
It's travelling, isn't it? We have to spend probably more time than we'd like in a car to buy something simple. On the one hand, it's great being away from shops. It's like a kind of a real kind of consumer detox. But on the other hand, when you actually have to buy something, it means you have a long journey, which I could do without.
And there's lots of paperwork as well. Spain is a very heavily bureaucratic country as well, and so there's lots of certification and permits and so on that we've got to get together, and that always means a drive of a couple of hours to get to Granada, the local centre, to get paperwork sorted out.
Is there anything you miss about the UK?
Well, obviously, we miss friends and family. I mean, that's the big thing. But we're lucky we live in a nice part of the world, and so we get lots of visitors who come out and stay with us, which is nice. And then, you know, often it's very trite, silly little things that you miss. I mean, I miss pubs with carpets and soft lighting and, you know, polite dog walkers, that kind of thing.
And for the fact we actually, when we come back, we often come back to London. So what I really like about the UK is that sense of cultural diversity. Just travelling on public transport in London, you're very aware of the very wide range of people living here, which obviously you wouldn't get in a small rural community. Of course, the great thing about that is being in London is, you can choose any kind of restaurant. That's a big treat to come back and be able to choose what kind of food you want to eat.
Do you think you'll come back to the UK one day?
Well, you never know. I mean, we never took a decision that we would stay in Spain forever. So it's kind of by chance, by accident, that we've been in Spain so long. So we've never really ruled it out. It would be tricky, I think, to come back, largely for economic or financial reasons. Britain's a very expensive place to buy a house at the moment. And then, of course, there's the boys. The boys, two sons are now aged 7 and 13, so they were born and brought up in Spain. So they would be really uprooted for them to take them back to the UK, I think, now. That would be perhaps a bigger hurdle.
Yeah, for sure. That's the main reason why I can't see us going back, is definitely Dan and Tom. But, of course, I think once you've spent 15 years building up a business, then also that's something you don't want to easily turn your back on. Of course, the other thing we need to think about is the impact of Brexit. It might be that we end up applying for Spanish nationality. I think for now we're just going to see how things go.